What it do?
What up, peeps?
Man, welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, yes, where we do all things what?
Wait, we make out all things what? Love, life, and laughter.
That's right. See, I was just so excited to say
we were very excited.
Messed it up.
I'm Gabrielle, one of your hosts, joined by my co-host and husband.
That's right, Chad, aka Babe.
Yep.
So, yes, this is. I was just thinking about this today. This has been like. It's like over a couple years now. Like we're at the 2 year mark.
Are we at the 2 year mark?
Yes, we started the end of November, so this is like our second episode into 2 years of doing this.
What?
It's crazy.
How did we miss our 2 year anniversary?
We did. So happy anniversary to you, sweetheart.
Happy anniversary, Let's Make Out podcast listeners.
And
okay?
Viewers.
And viewers. We appreciate all of you guys. And if this is your first time listening or watching, we're actually married, have been for over 8 years now.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's so nuts. So amazing.
We share a little piece of our life over on YouTube at Gabe Babe TV.
That's right.
And this is just an extension of that, yeah, where we get to talk.
We just get to talk.
Can
and
we
like,
just talk? Can we just talk? Hey.
See, I came in right there.
You did. I'm proud of you.
So,
yeah. So, let's talk about the fact that it's December.
It is December.
And it is the last month in the entire decade.
It's crazy. That is the craziest thing ever.
That is crazy.
To think that when we were getting out of high school, it was the last year of that decade.
I was about to say, wait, we passed that decade, Shawnee.
Like,
that was 2000.
When that was the last of that, what, century, right?
Oh, well, yeah, it was. It was, yeah.
Like, so, and then, like, just to think of, like,
yeah.
Just, like, in our lifetime, all of the different...
The different things that...
Are changing, like,
we've seen and experienced.
You know, and everybody experiences those things.
Yeah.
Not the end of, like, a century, though, because that...
No, everybody doesn't get to...
Everybody doesn't get that.
See the end of a century, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. That's really crazy when you think about it. Maybe we should do a podcast about just the last decade and how life has changed for us.
Man, life is
over this
so
last
different.
Decade. Maybe we'll hold that closer to the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one.
I think that'd be a good one. What do y'all think? On that note, we'll cue the music.
Yeah, we'll try to cue the
music.
Exactly.
Last episode, you cut me short.
Well, I mean,
because
we were in a new location.
Yes.
I was playing on my phone. It was jankety.
Speaking of, have you guys listened to the episode with Kevin Melissa? If you haven't, y'all gotta go check it out.
It was so much fun.
So much fun.
Such good people.
Yeah.
They've got an episode as well. So make sure you check out the one with us on theirs. And then there's, you know, and then our previous episode with them. And a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Great people, man. Yeah. So
they were like the perfect guest to be our first guest.
They were, because we just like the synergy. You know, you can't force synergy. You can't force that great compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we literally sat down and started taping. That was it. And it just was a lot of
it
fun.
It just flowed.
You know, Kev is really, really serious all the time. So it's really tough. Kind of like me. So it is really tough.
You're right.
But yeah, so.
All right.
You want to
jump into our question of the day.
I feel like it's your turn, sweetie.
Is it my turn?
Okay.
I will go with, no, because I feel like I picked...
It's cool. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter. I was really about to go
into it. Spend 30 minutes of when.
Let's do question number 82.
Dang, I tried to open up to where I thought you was going to pick, and I was way off.
You were off.
All right. You are offered $5 million to play a variant of Russian roulette.
No.
Before you are 10 pistols, one loaded. That was weird, the way they wrote
that
sentence.
What?
You must pick a pistol, point it at your forehead, and pull the trigger. If you walk away, you do so a multimillionaire. Would you take the shot?
Absolutely not. And if you answered yes to that, stop.
You're greedy.
And start all over again. Like,
it ain't worth it.
Not a price that you could put on.
You're an extreme gambler. You are a daredevil and an extreme gambler if you answer that question yes.
I never understand people that actually play Russian roulette. Like,
sober.
There are so many other things you can do if you need a rush or a high or adrenaline. Like, there's so many other things that you could do. Life is too short, period. So why would I ever want to take the chance and just willy-nilly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I'm sorry, there's not a price tag. There's not enough money in the world.
Not enough price tag on my life.
Even take that chance. Absolutely not.
Like, you think about it. If you say yes to that, then you are saying that your life is worth $5 million.
No.
And that's it.
No. My life worth way more than
because
that.
Because if that bullet come out, guess
it's
what?
It's a wrap.
You don't get $5 million. Mm-mm. Nobody gets the $5 million.
No.
And everybody that loves you is without you.
Man, please, if you ever find yourself in the position where somebody is playing Russian roulette or you think about playing Russian roulette, just please don't.
If you feel danger when you're about to play roulette in Vegas, step away, okay? Like, if you see that table turning.
I like that question. That just made me so mad. Yeah, like, there are people that really do that, though. Do you remember that couple that did that on, like, a YouTube video or something? And, like, it was a book. He was holding on to a book, and it was like a prank, and she was going to shoot the book, but apparently she didn't think that a bullet would go through the book, and she ended up killing him. Do you guys remember that story?
That was some YouTubers, yeah.
It was some YouTubers. Yeah, that was like a few years ago.
I think it was on camera because it was like a prank on the channel.
I'm so sorry.
Or something.
Yeah, they did.
I could be wrong, but I feel like
you're right.
It was for views.
There was actually footage of it. It wasn't like live, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, like, guns are not toys.
Guns are not toys.
Man. We
could spend the whole episode on that.
Okay. That question just made me mad. Did that question make y'all mad? Because it really just made me mad.
That's crazy.
Like, why is that even a question? No.
Don't worry, girl. I'll cool you off after the episode.
Here you go.
Just throwing cold water on you, as I was saying.
Don't throw cold water on me, okay? I don't want it.
Don't want it.
Throw water on me, period.
Man, so.
Well, I feel like that was a downer, that question.
thanks for listening.
I'm still pissed off, meanwhile.
We're going to go into extreme prayer for all the rouletters out there.
Gosh, that's crazy.
That is craziness.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on. What is this episode about? I don't really know.
So,
I think we just kind of...
We're just kind of, you know, willy-nilly.
We're just here.
Making it happen. No, yeah. Well, you know, Gabrielle's not feeling the greatest, so, you know, so definitely kudos to her for still making
this happen.
And
this podcast is more of like an act of consistency.
Hopefully you all appreciate her. This is like her flu game.
Like
Jordan. You know, when he had the flu game and he scored like 31. So, like, this is, like, your flu game. So
we rebuked that because I'm not
No, you don't
the
have
flu.
The flu. This is just, like, your flu podcast. You just
powering
through.
No, why
you
can't just say sick podcast? I don't even want to claim the flu. Let's not even use that word. Don't use the F word. Speaking of the F word. Our son.
He is so smart.
We were watching TV or something. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember what we were doing.
What were we doing?
And I said something and he was like, oh no, he said something. He was like, oops, I almost said the F word.
What? I wasn't home.
I'm sorry. You almost said the what word? We were in his room doing something and he hit something or something. And I was like, what is the F word? Do you know what the F word is? He was like, yeah. I was like, what is it? He's like, I'm not supposed to say it. I said, you can say it this one time so I can know if you know what the F word is. Maybe this was like a kid F word or something. Y'all, he said the freaking word.
But
do you know that?
But then he asked, like, so what? Well, I know where, because you remember, I remember when he told us that the kid in camp.
It was summer camp, yes.
And a kid said the word and just kept saying the word.
About that.
He kept saying that this kid would say bad words all day. You know, it was a kid his age, like in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like, like, you know, so he had said that this kid's saying a lot of bad words and gets in trouble about it. He had told us about that. And
yeah, I think I had forgotten. And we about just that, so, you know, was a couple summers ago.
It was. He was like in, like going into kindergarten.
Going into kindergarten. Yeah, it was like before he started kindergarten.
Well, this kid could have been, I think this kid was a little bit older than him, yeah. So he could have been like a first, second grader, but
yo, I can't. I was just like, well, you know, we don't say that word, right? He's like, yes. Oh, yeah. He was like, no, we don't say those words. We don't say bad words. But it just had me thinking, like, man, he knows these words. Like, he knows, like, if I slip up, but I might say shit or something, and he'll be like, don't say that. How do you know that that's a bad word, first of all? Like, mm-hmm. Do you ever wonder, like, how do we know that these words are bad?
That's just a whole nother podcast that, we talk about, too.
It is. It's just so interesting. Like, but I started cursing. Why did I say cursing? I started cussing earlier in life because I had a friend that was a really bad influence. Like, my best friend in like third grade, she used to cuss. And
my best friend in church daycare, she was so just man, she said every word you could think
of.
Yeah,
so I started cussing early, and like, I never heard it at home. My mom doesn't, she don't cuss, so you know what I'm saying, like, it just wasn't.
My father cussed a lot. Yeah. Like,
did
so
you, did you cuss when you were younger?
I cussed outside the house,
yeah,
because I was just an angry kid. So I think
well, I wasn't an angry kid, I just liked to use
cussing. Yeah, but I mean, it was never like, it's not crazy. Even when I got angry, I wasn't cussing then. It was really just about like hanging around with
because it's the cool thing.
Hanging with the homies. Feel like we would throw our cuss word here and there, just talking about stuff. Yeah. Or obviously with rap songs, you know, like, you know, obviously all, you know, I mean, everybody we listened to was, you know,
it's explicit.
It was full of explicit words. So, of course, you rapping with that, doing all that. So you don't think much of it. But yeah, I mean, but that was very strong in my house. Like, dad was very, he was, every other word almost was a curse word with him.
Really? I didn't know that.
So.
When he was angry or just normal? Like, he was just, that's
really
just
when he
talked?
Was angry. Uh-huh. But yeah, it pretty much was just part of his vocabulary. Really? Yeah, he just. So when you met dad, he was a completely different person.
Yeah, I didn't meet him. I don't know the dad of your younger years.
You don't know that, yeah, that dad. So that, he guy. Changed his life around. But yeah, so I grew up with it, you know, quite a bit. But
that's so interesting.
But it's another choice I made that I said I didn't want to be like
that with your children.
Like that with my kids or like that in general. Mm-hmm. And so I think I've done a pretty decent job of not being
that
somebody out here just throwing out the F-bomb every just for fun.
Just for fun. I think that's something we've both gotten better at, because we, like, in previous years, we cussed a lot more than what we do now. I'm not saying that we're perfect. We still cuss now.
No, we still
now
cuss
then,
now, but, like,
we used to do it a lot more then.
And it was more just, like, it just happened. Just, subconsciously just kind of come out.
Yeah.
Like,
but we definitely don't as more. But it's interesting when you were talking about the music. Like, that's something that I've thought about, like, in terms of music, because we make sure that we play the edited version of things
with our kids.
With our kids. And there are so many people that don't do that. And I think it took me watching somebody on Instagram stories or something, and they was like, you know, rapping to the song, and their kid was in the back, and it was just cussing and stuff. And I'm like, oh, people really do that. Like,
oh, yeah, no.
And I think that they even explained, they were like, you know, yes, I play the full version with my kids because they hear cuss words. It's not like they're not going to hear them, but they know that they're not allowed to say them. So that's interesting. What is your take on that? Like, you know, because as kids get older,
you know,
that change, or is that something that you always?
Here's my thing with that. I mean, that's. I mean, yeah. To each his own. Each parent.
Yeah. Yeah. This is nothing against. Yeah. If you let
long
your
as
kids
you,
cuss,
and long as you love your kids and you take care of them and do what you're supposed to do as a parent. Do you?
Yeah,
that's
who
it.
I'm not a judge.
I'm not a judge. So, but for me personally, I feel like
myself.
You know, I'm gonna try to get through this expeditiously.
I think that we should just make this the topic.
Oh yeah, it could be, but I think you know, for me, like, yes, our kids are gonna grow up and they're gonna experience everything we would love to shield them from, mm-hmm. right? Well. So, meaning, if we, along the way, we teach them about these things,
yeah.
you know, when the time is right, And that just comes with some prayer and some asking God when the time is right for certain things. Then we can hopefully better prepare them for the future, right? For what they're going to, so that way they're not smacked in the face with something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, yes, you could say, well, they're going to hear it anyways. Well, yeah, they are, but that doesn't mean
that we have to be the ones
we have to be the one that
introduce it to
that
them.
Just continually introduces it to them and throws it in their face, and you going to hear this regardless if you want to or not. You know, so like for us personally, it's like, you know, for me, if I can play an edited version of something,
why not?
I'm gonna play the edited version. Like the song is still, it's still hitting. It's still hitting. good song. Like the added vulgar words doesn't make it a better song, in my opinion, at least.
No.
Like the melody and the beat and the rhythm.
I mean, I feel like there are some songs that the edited version doesn't really do it any justice.
Yeah.
But
you know,
it's not always gonna be some of those songs.
Exactly. There's exceptions.
There are exceptions.
But at the same time, those certain songs are probably ones we're not gonna play around our 7-year-old and our 2-year-old.
Absolutely not. Those are not the ones.
You know. So
we're not about to be bumping through that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
To the window. I mean, you know. Like, we, you know, it's just not the song we're going to play.
Yeah, we're definitely not doing that. But, yeah, that's a good point, though. Like,
to each his own, again.
To each his own. Do you guys, like, how did you grow up? Like, for one, well, I feel like when us growing up, I don't feel like songs were as vulgar. So it wasn't a whole lot to,
you know
what I'm saying?
You listen to Pac albums back then, because obviously Pac was...
No, but I'm talking about when we were younger.
I'm saying when I was growing up, Pac, Bone, Biggie, those were like...
No, I mean the music that our parents were listening to. I don't feel like there was so much to clean up. Like, I don't feel like it was as explicit. You know what I'm saying?
Because hip-hop wasn't like...
Yeah.
Our parents are into, like, you know,
I mean,
like...
My mom was listening to, you know...
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Like, yeah,
and...
they wasn't cussing. They wasn't doing all of that. So, yeah, it's just... It's interesting now, like, with the change of times. Like,
how... hip-hop,
you know,
it's
how to handle
part
that.
Of, it's a major part of the culture, mm-hmm. right? You know? Yeah. And so... And part of that culture, you know, is a lot of times there's profanity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of what it is, right? So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because I remember stories. I told you this about my mom. She would always, you know, buy me, like, you know, like when East 1999 came out, mm-hmm. you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah. You know, when
she
that album came out, when Machiavelli came out.
She bought
them for me from Target because, you know, Target always had the newest albums for like $10.99, the DVD, you know, the discs, right?
Yes, that's so funny.
You know, and even before that, you know, just like a regular cassette tape.
Yeah.
And we would listen to it in the car. And you know my mom. Y'all have, you know, if you know anything about Gay Baby TV, you've seen my mom. And she's so sweet and calm. Mm-hmm. And she's always been that way. So when the cuss word come on, like, first few times it came on, like, she would just look over at me. She's like, man, a little vulgar, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's cool, mom. It's good. You know, I don't talk like that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, besides, I hear worse at home with dad. She's like, well, I guess you're right. And eventually she's like, I really like this Machiavelli. And I'm like, Tupac? She's like, yeah. Well, why is it called Machiavelli? I'm like, Dad, we can talk
That's
about that all day.
Hilarious.
Or that she's like, Bone Harmony's really good.
Bone Harmony.
Yeah, she, you know, Thug and Bones. She used to say Thug and Bones and Bone Harmony. Like, she could never get it right.
Not Thug and Bones, though. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so, but yeah,
Shout
she.
Out to mom. That's funny.
Yeah, exactly. So she was always really supportive of, like, you know, of,
yeah,
like.
She would do.
Not being, not, you know, cussing or anything like that, but she was, you know, supportive of, you know, what I liked as a kid, you know.
Supportive.
You know.
That's so interesting. But you weren't really, I mean, these were your teenage years.
Teenage years.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. That's different from, like, you know, a 6-year-old.
Exactly. But when I was 6, you know, like, think about.
Yeah, I was listening to Elvis, I'm sure. Because didn't you say your mom loved Elvis?
She loved Elvis. So Elvis was, like, in the house, like, all day long. But, you know, that gave me, like, a love for music, too, though. Because mm-hmm. Elvis, you know, Elvis got hits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think it's interesting because I think about that, too. When I was 6, you know, that age, like, mm-hmm. like, again, music is the love of, not the love of music, but, like, the use of music.
Yeah.
It's so much more accessible now.
Mm.
Like, you think about before, like, I remember mom putting, you know, she'd have to put a record on the record player.
Absolutely.
So, like, if we weren't playing that or we weren't listening to a radio station, I wasn't hearing music.
You weren't hearing.
Whereas
it.
Now we just turn on,
like everywhere.
Hook Bluetooth up and we can listen to whatever we want.
Whenever we want,
so
wherever.
Music is so much more prevalent in, like.
But, I mean, I think that it depends on the household. Because, I mean, my mom was always playing music. Exactly. Always. You know, whatever the medium was, whether it was an album, whether it was a cassette tape, whatever it was, the DVDs, the CDs, like, I mean, we were always listening to
so
music.
It's just,
so,
yeah. It's so interesting.
It's interesting.
How was your mom with the, when it comes to cussing?
Oh, no, she wasn't having that.
I knew that answer, but.
You know, she wasn't having that. But you know what the funniest thing is? My mom bought me my very first, like, rap CD, and it was All Eyes on Me, the very first one. And I was like a junior. Was I a junior in high school?
And tell and Peace her favorite song.
To this day, my mom's favorite song on this album is How Do You Want It? Like, but the funniest thing is she had no idea how vulgar it was when she bought it. Like, even though it had the little parental warning on it, I started playing it and she was like, oh, wait. I was like, Ma, I mean, it's Tupac. Like, what were you expecting?
I mean, let alone, like, not
she's
even.
She's like, I just knew you liked Tupac. Funny. You know, I used to have a crush on him back in the day. Who didn't have a crush on Tupac?
I didn't.
Poetic Justice was my favorite movie. Like, it was all Tupac everything.
Yeah, Tupac was the man.
But, yeah, so she just was like, oh, yeah, I bought the album for you. She had no idea. It was my first, like, rap CD.
That's so funny.
Like, ever.
And it's so funny that was her favorite song.
Yeah.
Because that happened to be the most vulgar song on there. But then there was even a explicit music video.
Yes. But she, little honey, you play that on, she gonna get up
still
and dance,
today
okay?
too. Put
she
it on
loves
there.
That song. I think that I did have a rap. I think I did have a hip hop CD before that. I think Hardcore, Lil Kim. I snuck and listened to that and learned like the entire.
That's fun.
From front to back, like I learned the entire thing. Wow. Do you remember Did you used to do that as a kid, or was I the only one? Like when I got an album, when an album came out, I would listen to it religiously. Until I knew
I grabbed my Discman.
Like, yeah.
All day,
It wouldn't go off a rotation until I knew all the words, everything,
like,
all
the
ad-libs.
Music didn't get tired. Like, the CD did not get tiring. Like, you just literally
could just listen to it over and over and over and over again.
I think for me, it was like an escape, though.
Yeah.
Because for me as a kid, like, we bounced around so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, like, we lived in temporary housing all the time, stuff like that. So, for me, it was just like an escape.
Yeah.
You know, like, the music was just like an escape. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the way it is for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but it gives you a chance to kind of just...
It does.
You throw those headphones on, and you're just kind of in your own world, man.
Yeah. Man, I love music.
Plus, it's crazy, but it's crazy, though, because how many of these songs from 20 years ago do we remember every single word?
Oh.
It comes on today?
Oh, yeah, you can't tell me nothing.
Every word.
Every single word. It's crazy how the mind, like... remembers these things. You're like, why do I remember the
ask me to remember how to compute pi. I'm like, I don't know.
Ask me what I wore last Wednesday and I couldn't tell you unless I looked at the vlog. Like, what did I wear?
But hit them up, come on. We are like, yeah.
I know every single word.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's just crazy how our brain works.
It's so funny.
That is really crazy. So it's always been like my... Just like I get so happy and excited when I see our kids listening to music
and dancing
loving
and singing.
Music
oh my
and
goodness!
Dancing and singing.
Love
and
it.
Like we legit have children that love music. They appreciate it. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like when Siege went through his Michael Jackson phase, I was so elated. Like, oh my goodness, you love Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like childhood for me. So yeah, music is so important.
And then Reagan, like when she hears a certain song, especially the Moana song.
Now she really likes
there's
the
that
Moana
one the Moana song.
Song.
She sings like and belts it
like,
out.
She's legit singing. I'm like, come on, girl, you mama's little song.
I think both of them are gonna be good singers.
I think so too.
Because Chad really be singing too. When he finds a song he really likes, he gets that. That,
oh,
like,
he gets
that
in
voice,
it.
He's singing. I love it, man.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see because that's such a big part of Gabrielle, you know, singing.
Yeah.
You know, and I can sing in the shower. You know, I'm really good in the shower.
Like, everybody is good
your
in
boy
the shower.
Be banging, okay? So, you know, it's just really cool to see because it's just part of our family regardless,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so...
Okay, so we had a Ask Gabe and Babe, right?
We did have Ask Gabe and Babe, but we need to switch out the camera because it's flashing.
Oh, yeah.
And our freaking camera...
Charger stopped working.
Charger
so we're
going
to switch to our vlogging camera.
Yeah, the quality may look a little different, but...
Be back in a sec.
Hold. Okay, so we're back. I don't remember where we...
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We got it all switched
I think
out,
we were
though.
Just still talking about music, but... Yeah, I would be curious to know... any parents out there, do you listen to the edited version around your children or not? And your reasoning. And then if you don't have any kids, like what did your parents do? Or like, what did you do?
Yeah, I would love to hear
when
just
you were growing up. Yeah, because I feel like my mom was very strict. So there were a lot of things that kids were doing that I was not allowed to do just because she was very strict. Like I couldn't talk on the phone to boys until I was like well into high school.
Good, good. Okay.
Well,
she was saving you
for
me. Okay. Thanks, Mama.
I used to be so crushed. Like they could not. You better not ring my phone trying to talk to me.
That's
okay,
so
it was a situation, and I often wonder if I'm going to do that with Reagan and Seed. Like I want to try really hard to not have a double standard.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be. I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't either.
Until it happens. But I think it's something that we're going to learn from our past and then come to communicate with our kids.
Yeah.
What's acceptable and what's not, right? You know?
Okay, so do you ever think that there will be a time where it will be okay for Chad to listen to the explicit version of whatever? Or if we're, like, watching TV and, they might be cussing on the show. Like, I mean, we don't know when this stuff is going to be. Some stuff we know is just
we know we can't watch Power in front of the kids.
Absolutely
okay.
not. It's just too much sex in there for me. Like, I'm more concerned with the sex than anything else. But.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Okay, there are really good movies out there that do have, vulgar language, some adult type situations.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is part of life, right? If we're watching a movie as a family, now he's not going to be out here just watching this stuff, like, he's not going to say, hey, Dad, I'm 8 now. I'm going to go up to the room and I'm going to watch, and name a movie that's okay, bro, that's ready to go.
Yeah,
you're not,
we're
doing,
not
that.
Doing that.
But if we're watching as a family and, and we feel like it, as long as he's with us, I mean, it's our decision.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
But then there's going to be times, too, when he gets older and he's hanging with his friends, if he plays sports with his friends or whatever, like, they're going to listen to music.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to listen to music. I'm not going to be like, Chad, you can't be, sitting in the car with your friend Mike because he listens to that vulgar language. Like, I mean,
I don't know. It's so weird, though. If you're in your friend's car, you're not about to be playing it. If I'm not playing it, you're not about to be playing it in my house. Like, if we won't even play the stuff that's explicit,
if it's in his friend's car or in his friend's
house. I can't control that.
Exactly. Like, we just have to make sure that they're educated
and
they understand what's acceptable to us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you listen to it or you hear these words, that doesn't mean that you can roll around here. If we hear you say it,
it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem, right? Whether we hear it or not. You just don't need to be saying it.
Exactly. But if we do hear it, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So we just have to teach them to be responsible and to follow the rules that we've laid out.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. We can't police other kids. We have to police our own and
that's
make
true.
Sure that they're doing what they're following the rules that we've set as their parents.
That's true. It's crazy, this whole parenting thing. It's so many things to think about.
You have to figure it out on the way.
Like, you literally have to just.
There's no book.
Figure it out. Like, there's no book. If we had a really, eye-opening conversation with Siege the other day about, the holiday, and I don't know who's watching, so I'm not going to say, because I don't want to give any, spoilers.
No, it was a big conversation.
We had that conversation, and, it was crazy. I'm sure if you're a parent, but if your kids
are listening, referring to.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. But, St. Nick. So,
come over here, girl. Why are you?
Am I so far away?
Yeah, why are you so far away?
I've been this far away this whole time.
No, you hadn't. And there you go,
I think
girl.
It just looks different on the different here, camera. The parenting thing is funny. So, I am curious to see, how we'll handle things as they get older.
Yeah,
and,
too.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can say what you're going to do in all of these situations, but you never really know
you
until you
know.
Get in
I mean,
them.
It's going to be a learning experience because we've never had a 7-year-old.
I mean, every day is a learning
experience. Every day is. So we've never had a teenager. Like, we're going to learn this with a boy, and then we've got to relearn it with a girl.
I know, because it's going to be different.
Because she's already different.
That's a whole nother
But that's a part of the amazing journey that we're thankful for, that we get to do it.
Yeah.
And we get to do it together. Like, that's the coolest part. So
So we'd love to hear your thoughts. This was just a short little episode just to say, hey, Keep putting them suggestions down. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about.
Every Thankful Thursday, shout out to Mama.
You're so silly, Thankful Thursday. Yeah, I think that that's it. I don't have anything else to say.
No, that's it. So
like this was a ramble episode.
So make sure you, yeah. So if you don't mind, we'd love for you to go over to, you know, if you listen to this on iTunes, please rate us, leave a review. We love to see that, and we just appreciate you. It helps us get, you know, placed in the kids and family area. Make sure that we're, you know, we're being able to, to be heard by not only you, but by other people that might need something that we're, you know, talking about. So, and then on social, you got Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter and everything else. So YouTube, Instagram, Facebook is Let's Make Out Podcast. Jinx, Gabrielle. And we appreciate you. You can also go to our website, gaybabetv.com. It's still under maintenance. It's still, but you can go over there and check out all things Gabe and Babe.
Oh, and, Be Fearless shirt is out. I mean, it's been out for years.
Be linked below in the show notes.
Never gotten your hands on the sweater, then get it. It's my my favorite quote, or my favorite quote, my favorite scripture ever, 2 Timothy. So, yeah.
Pretty dope sweater.
It's, I know, it's my favorite. I love it. But yeah, that's it. Hopefully y'all have a good day, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
That's right. So, talk to you later.
Later. Deuces.